So you run or own a business and you're wondering how to take it to the next level. How do you take this fast-moving organization and build it bigger than you ever dreamed? That is the question, and this podcast is full of answers. I'm Eric Wilkins, and this is the Cash, Character, and Clicks podcast.
Well, hey guys, welcome to the podcast. My name is Eric, and I'm excited to be with you today. It is a cold, chilly day just after Christmas when at the recording of this video. And so I had a great Christmas. Hope you guys did too, except for the sick kids. It seems like this time of year, it's just like, you know what? Let's go and have a holiday. Kids are home anyway. It's Christmas, fun day. Let's go ahead and have sick kids. It's just like it's part of the thing. So well, today I want to take a little bit of a turn. You know, yesterday was Christmas, and with that, I'm a guy who is a strong believer in the Lord and Jesus and him coming to the earth and celebrating Christmas as his birth. And so really just kind of reflecting on that, I was doing some reading this morning, and I was in the book of Psalms, and I was in book of Psalms chapter 3. And so I'm really going to come from a biblical standpoint as I'm talking through today's podcast. So just kind of a heads up there, but I'm reading from a translation called the Passion Translation, and it's really a neat version of the Bible, kind of brings some things to a different perspective, maybe still very biblical in the verbiage. But so I was reading in Psalms 3, and really I was thinking about, how does this apply to business? How can this apply to business? And what really stuck out to me was several things. And so I'm going to kind of start here. But it starts with David. David is reading, and he has been forced to flee from his son, who was just kind of after him for numerous reasons. And so he kind of writes this song. And in the song, he says at the very beginning, it says, "Lord, I have so many enemies, so many who are against me. Listen to how they slander me and my name," and it goes on and so forth and so on. Then there's a sentence that says, "Pause in his presence." There's the biblical word there is Selah, and Selah is a pause, a musical pause of some sort. And so I love how the Passion Translation says, "Pause in his presence." So he has this like this portion of his life where he's fearing and he's concerned and he's anxious about something. But then it says, "Pause in his presence." So he pauses in his presence. Then it says, "But in the depths of my heart, I truly know that you have become my shield. You take me around with, you take me and surround me, excuse me, with yourself. Your glory covers me continually. You lift my head high when I've cried out to you," and it continues on from there. And so what I love there is that he had a fear, then he paused in the presence of the Lord. Then he says, "But I know." So it's like that pausing in his presence, it gave him a moment. It gave him this opportunity to change, to have a shift in his mindset, to say, "Nope, God's got this. I know God's got this." So then he begins to speak this truth of God having this. So then at the end of all that, it says, you know, "You send me a father's help." Pause in his presence. So he begins to speak these truths, and then it pauses in his presence again. So he's like, "Okay, I'm still not there. Like I had this fear. I paused. Now I'm just going to say these things that I know are true, but I'm kind of not sure. I just know they are. So I'm going to pause again." So he pauses in his presence again. Then the very next line says, "So now I'll lay down and sleep like a baby." A little bit farther on, it says, "Even though dark powers prowl around me, I won't be afraid." And so now he's saying, "I paused in this presence." Now it's like, okay, now I'm understanding it. I'm getting it. I know that you have my back. And then after that, there's one more time where he says, "I simply cry out to you, rise up and help me, O Lord, come and save me, and you will slap them in the face, breaking the power of their words to harm me." My true hero comes to rescue me, for the Lord alone is my savior. And then again, at the end of all that, it says pause in his presence. So there he's like, he finally finds the safety and then he pauses in his presence again. Just, it's kind of like a moment of thank you, God. And so I love this Psalms and I love how it's kind of translated there, because if we go back and we start it over, he starts with, I have a fear. From that fear, I'm going to pause. Now, after I pause and I begin to think of you, and I'm pausing in your presence. Now, after this fear and this pause, now I'm going to speak this truth, and then I'm going to pause again. And now, I'm going to start believing it, because I know that you are my safety. And I'm going to pause again. And now, I know that you're going to take care of my enemies. You've got it. It's all in your hands. And so I love that, because I want to translate that to the business world of, man, how many times have you been in fear in business, whether it be about your cash flow, whether it be about having enough business, whether it be about people that are your employees that are in scuffles, whether it be you not coming through on your end of the deal with something that you promised someone that's paying you money that you would do. Like, what? How many times has that happened in your business? I know for me, it's happened. All of those have happened. And those are things that are not going to go away. A lot of those things are going to be things that are just tensions to manage. And so there's going to be this thing, I need something to fall back on. And for me, it's this pausing in his presence. So if you're a follower of the Lord, you know, you may know what that means, to just pause in the presence of the Lord and just stop, slow down, talk to God about it. And when you're still not all the way there, instead of trying to figure it out on your own, pause in his presence again. Try to figure it out with him, not on your own. And so that's kind of the big takeaway today, is this whole idea of pausing in his presence in times of fear, in times of anxiety, whenever those moments come up that you feel out of control, maybe it's time to stop trying to figure it out on your own and start pausing in his presence and letting him work through you to figure that thing out. I know that for me, anytime I've done that, anytime I've gone to the Father for something that I just don't know an answer for, he always gives me way better than anything I could have come up with. And so it's been just an awesome thing for me to fall back on. And so, man, I love that scripture, Psalms 3. And what's really neat, if you go on to read Psalms 4 in that same translation, the Passion Translation, the story follows the same thing. There's fear, then there's pausing, then there's trust being spoken, or truth being spoken, then there's pausing, then there's feeling safe in God's arms. And so it's that same thing. Like, if you're feeling any sort of moment of not feeling safe or not feeling just peace or anything like that, maybe it's time to pause in his presence. I wish you guys a great rest of the week. Y'all have a good one. We'll see you next time.